Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
We spotted the ocean at the head of the trail. Where are we going? So far away.
We're here to update you on a prolonged investigation that started in February. Specifically on February the 24th on Norris Avenue, a body was discovered. A 63-year-old male was found with multiple injuries to his head and torso. He was pronounced deceased due to these injuries. The man lived in a trailer on the same property, and it appears that three dogs attacked him and ultimately took his life. The owner of the property and dogs is Kathleen Taylor. She is 35 years old, and right now she is in jail. She is being charged with negligent manslaughter. Negligent manslaughter is the killing of a human by an act of culpable negligence, not murder or homicide.
So we had talked with the sheriff about this story when it first came out, and they finally managed to get the warrant together for her for this negligent manslaughter charge. And this is an infuriating story. It's because it's more than just somebody had a dog that attacked and killed somebody. That's awful enough. The pattern of negligence here over the course of time is just maddening, again, according to the allegations by the sheriff's department.
So let's go over the negligence that led to this tragedy. Kathleen Taylor failed to properly secure her home or her kennels or any other enclosures designed to keep her dogs from roaming free. She failed to do so even though, and I'll go over a number of little things that we had in the report. She has had a long history of allowing her dogs to roam free with animal control, and still she had no action. She took no action. She has been fined several times by animal control for free roaming nuisance dogs, and still no action. The trailer and the kennels were not sufficient to secure her dogs and keep them from roaming, and still no action. Multiple neighbors tell us of these dogs roaming and biting people on bikes, and they told her and advised her how dangerous these dogs were, but still, no action. We received word that an acquaintance notified her to tell her that she should have gotten rid of the dogs when they bit him, and still, no action.
People have been bitten by these dogs in the past. She has been told that these dogs are not safe. She has had dogs taken away from her by animal control, John Robinson.
There's a lot of challenges for us. One of the things that Sheriff Simmons mentioned.
Oh, sorry, this isn't the one. This is the one.
We've had multiple encounters with the owner of these animals. We have removed animals from her before, and a lot of times she's just replaced them with new animals. We have had multiple citations given to her.
Animals roaming, animal control called, takes animals away, replaces them with animals. People have been bitten, neighbors warned, no tethers, no leashes, no fence, or not an adequate, right? And now somebody's dead. So, I know my reaction to this story is a little bit more robust than most people, and it's because we go bike riding all the time. And I actually looked at this to see if I remembered encountering dogs on this Norris Street where this all happened, and I don't remember that one. There are ones where I remember it. And I will tell you that I have a backdrop anger against dog owners that don't control their pets and don't put them in yards and don't have them leashed or tethered or controlled. Because my life and my wife's life have been threatened by these pets before. You know, I carry a gun and I carry a bat, and I will use it. I don't want to, but it's kind of a coin flip whether comes a day where I have to shoot somebody's dog because they don't control it, and then I got to call the sheriff's office and explain why we got a dead dog because it came running after me on a bike, and, I mean, I've been bitten on my bike before, and we've had dogs that, you know, run right across the path. It's terrifying because people won't do their job. Control your pets. People in the country have a mindset that, well, this is the country. Okay, it's the country. Control your dog. Now, this is not in the country. This is more like semi-rural, you know, but this still, this is a horrible story. And I think you're kind of the first reaction you have here is, well, it could have been a kid. That's my reaction. It could have been a kid. Very easily. It could have been multiple kids. And what would you want done to her if that were the case? Because this is not like, and I appreciate that the sheriff said that a lot of times dogs, you know, dog owners are horribly ashamed that that's like something happened because a dog got out. This is not that case. This is not like the one random incident kind of case. And so I'll just tell you where, to me, I know this is not a death penalty charge. I know this is not a premeditated homicide. I know this is not a murder charge. It's a negligent, right, negligent manslaughter, okay? But I'll just tell you that based on the pattern of neglect alleged here, that's where my head is. Like, that's the level of, I'm sitting there thinking, would that be appropriate or would that not be appropriate? Somebody's kid. I mean, that person is somebody, right? Is dead because of this pattern of negligence. It's awful. And again, negligence is not intent. Negligence is not premeditation. These are legal distinctions. We make them for a reason. But this is a major crime. And I just, as a citizen, I don't find the negligent manslaughter charge, you know, it's not satisfying to me. It doesn't seem adequate. Oh, and by the way, the follow-up to this.
One unique piece about this is we were getting the warrant signed and then working on getting it served. My question was, where is she? And we found out that she had been arrested on the 17th for drug charges. So in the meantime, she takes her dogs and she leaves the scene, or she takes her dog and leaves the scene. And then in the meantime, while we're doing the investigation, she's out there running around doing drugs and possessing drugs at least. And so she went to jail, bonded back out, only to be picked up today.
Unbelievable. 717 on News Radio 92.3. I have a couple follow-up thoughts here in just a second. Let's get Candy in here with traffic on the fives.
Watching a few areas of concern, certainly. One is Grow Drive and Macklemore Drive in Pensacola, showing a crash with a roadblock, and that's at the Industrial Park. Windhaven just a little bit slow this morning, a little stop and go like it usually is. Certainly watch for your usual areas of congestion. 399, that's East Bay Boulevard, Navarre is closed. That's just south of Copple Drive, rather, as part of an ongoing drainage improvement project. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. I'm sorry. Windhaven is eastbound, slow through on 98 again. If you have traffic tips, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. A couple of texts coming in, 437-1620. Somebody says, given this woman's history, how was she not prohibited from owning animals? Aren't there mechanisms or enforcement for negligence? Apparently not, or apparently not robust enough, right? I mean, if she just continued to have them. Somebody says, if I was a concealed carrier and a dog was charging me and I kill it, how will the law be in my favor? If fear for your life or limb, you're justified in shooting the dog. And somebody might say, well, you know, shouldn't you warn the dog off? Shouldn't you shoot to the side? Okay, fair question. Which, by the way, the bat is the first defense. And the good news about carrying a little, you know, like Little League bat is you wave it and most dogs run away. Like, you don't have to actually hit them. But I will tell you, honestly, God, the thought that I have a lot of times is, okay, I can scare this dog off. I'm a fairly large, yeah, I mean, I'm not large, but I'm, you know, I'm a sizable human. I'm full grown and I have a bat. What if I were a kid? What's that dog going to do to the kid that rides down that street? I mean, these are the thoughts I have. I don't want to have to kill somebody's dog. I don't want to, but I don't want that dog to hurt somebody they can really hurt either. And if you won't control your dog, which is very common in both counties, more so in Santa Rosa, but true in Escambia too, 437-1620, 437-1620. Somebody here says a dog bit me in the butt today. Yeah, so... you laugh because it's funny, but it's not funny, right? I mean, in this case, somebody died. This woman sounds vile. She should never be allowed to have dogs again. Agreed. And by the way, not every dog that barks wants to kill you. Also true, right? And sometimes, you know, dogs bark and they're not going to attack. That's all true, okay? Somebody else says, color me shocked. She had a drug problem. Yeah, also not all that surprising, but still, it's an awful story. And I, you know, for me, if I can get the one word across, which is if just, and I'll say you, I know it's not you necessarily, but it's the other you over there, you know, if you've got a dog and it barks and runs after things, put it in the fence, put it behind the fence, period. And sometimes dogs, you know, sometimes it's not even like they're going to attack, but dogs are dumb. Like when we're riding on our bike sometimes, they'll run in front of the bike and you think you're going to die because you're like going to run into them and they're going to make you flip. I mean, that happens too. It's just one of those things, like, you just never know. And it's, you're supposed to keep them inside, right? 720 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great place to buy good quality used cars. 1, 2, 3 years old, low miles, great condition, good prices. And one of the things that we liked about them is they were just easy. Like, everything you expect about a used car place, they were kind of the opposite. You know, that high pressure, take advantage of, you feel like you're lucky if you get out there without your shirt being taken from your back. You know, I never had that feeling at Frontier. Instead, you know, we went and we weren't even going to really buy a car. We were just looking to test drive it. We drove it. They said, you want to look at a price? We're like, sure. Oh, that's a really good price. I mean, don't act too excited, you know, but that's a good price. And then, you know, I said, well, can you come down a little bit? And they said, sure. I said, well, that's an even better price. Well, can you give us a day? Because we weren't going to buy a car. Can you give us a day to think about it? Sure. You call them back and say, well, that's a good price, but can you do a little bit better? And they said, yeah. And I said, well, can we just buy it? Because that's how it was, just that easy. So when I say Frontier is a great place to buy good quality used cars, selling them for more than 25 years behind that big buffalo on Beverly Parkway, I know this from experience.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
In an ever-changing world, it's important to know that God never changes. Governments change, interest rates change, the seasons change, relationships and even stoplights change. But the Bible says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. It says in the book of James that in God there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Malachi 3:6, God says, I am the Lord, I change not. The God that parted the Red Sea for Moses and the children of Israel to walk on dry land is the same God who can provide a way of escape from your trial. The God who dropped manna from heaven can provide heavenly nourishment for you today. In a world full of changes, rejoice in the fact that Jesus never changes.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. I'm the president of New South Window Solutions. What I'd like people to understand about our company is what's unique about us. We manufacture, we install, we guarantee. We go out of our way to make it easy. The most important thing that New South offers is very simple, absolutely true factory direct pricing. From our factory to our truck to your driveway. Most other window companies are either resellers, a wholesaler, a contractor, a distributor, a sales organization. We eliminate those levels of marketing, so you're paying true factory direct pricing.
Going on now, save 35% off factory direct windows and doors. Call 1-800-NEW-WINDOWS.
The Pensacola Expert Panel is the home of experts of local businesses in all shapes and sizes. This Friday at 10, two experts in the Pensacola area bring their entertaining and informative points of view regarding everything about advertising. Don't miss hearing Dick Appleyard from the Appleyard Agency and Jim Grimes Jr. with Southern Media as they discuss why your business should advertise. It's Everything About Advertising this Friday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, is every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Come out and bring a blanket or a lawn chair, just no pets or glass, and relax and enjoy the sunset with great live music. This week, Nashville recording artist Jesse Ritter takes the stage. With her heartfelt brand of country, with a breezy romantic feel and plenty of charm, this Gulf Breeze native will make you hometown proud. Be sure to come early and shop the Gulfside Market. It's Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night at 7.
The Dave Ramsey Show. Afternoons at 1. After Brian Kilmeade on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Flight 209er clear for vector 324.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
For instance, it adds a provision for the problem with livestock roaming in rural areas. It modernizes the provision where we had, this is going back 30 years, a strict prohibition of like dogs being in restaurants and such. And with the change of attitudes, it provides an exemption if the property owner wants to allow it, which of course is consistent with property rights. There's a
judge and now county attorney Tom Danheiser talking during the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting last Thursday about changes in the animal control ordinance. Kind of on theme for us this morning. Livestock, get them out of the roads. Durr. Dogs in restaurants, if the owner wants it to happen. Also, durr. This is a weirdly American thing where we don't think that dogs ought to be in restaurants. I worked at a bar for 4.5 months in England, and you can't bring your dog in here. What? Dogs are everywhere. It's fine. It's no big deal. Also,
another provision adds a violation for a person who fails to comply with the dangerous dog requirements.
Yep.
After a dog has been designated such.
Right. And by the way, that was one of the things John Robinson of Scambia said yesterday in the press conference of the sheriff's office is if you get bit by a dog, report it. Do it because then they have data. You know, they know what to do with that dog or that home. You know, they can act the next time around. Before we move on, Candy's got traffic on the fives.
399, that is East Bay Boulevard, Navarre, closed just south of Coppell Drive as part of the ongoing drainage improvement project, and they expect to have that open sometime soon next month. Mariners Drive, Lighthouse Court in Gulf Breeze, it looks like that has been cleared up. That's east of Garcon Point, north of 98. Still watch for emergency crews on scene. Slow through Windhaven Beach, this is eastbound on 98, and then still watching that accident in Industrial Park, Grow Drive, and Macklemore Drive, where it's slowing down Eli and Grow Drive. 437-1620, if you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne now in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The State Department says new convoys to Sudan depend on the latest assessments. Right now, there's none planned.
We have safely facilitated the departure of approximately 1,000 American citizens from Sudan. This, of course, has been through a variety of modalities, whether it be our convoys, convoys from multilateral and international organizations.
That's from a State Department briefing. Principal Deputy Spokesperson Vedant Patel said that fewer than 5,000 Americans have sought guidance from the government and about 1,000 have been evacuated from Sudan. President Biden set to meet with top congressional lawmakers later this month to continue discussions on the debt ceiling. Reports say President Biden called House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other leaders on Monday to invite them to the White House for a meeting May 9th. If Congress doesn't take some type of action by June, the U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says we could default on the nation's debt. And the six major professional athlete unions in the U.S. are all teaming up for a mental health awareness campaign. That is, of course, to mark May's Mental Health Awareness Month. The initiative involves unions that represent the MLB, MLS, NHL, NBA, NFL, and WNBA. And they're looking to normalize mental health treatment, including among athletes.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 728, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. By the way, I just got a text in from Sam Abel. She's the city manager for Gulf Breeze and says that when we have her on this morning at 8:08, we'll talk about dogs in Gulf Breeze, a hot topic in Gulf Breeze as well. So good. I look forward to that. A lot of stuff happened yesterday in the city council meeting. Back to the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting last week. They were talking about this animal control ordinance, and Sam Parker raises a good concern about how he thought the ordinance might be misused against agriculture occupants, especially with smells. It's not just smells, or not just sounds, but it sounds and smells emanating off the property.
We had a guy, and he was from my district, and he wanted us to come and pass a chicken ordinance. It's been several years ago, but his neighbor had a number of chickens, and when the wind blew right, he didn't like the smell. And I can tell you, my oldest son, we call him Farmer Ethan. He has goats. His goats have babies, and I can tell you there's a few distinct times during the year that surrounds their heat cycle that the male goat can let off a pretty good smell. And that's just a fact.
I think by pretty good smell, he doesn't mean a good smell. I think he means a pretty strong smell.
Again, I think about that worst case scenario or what happened, what could happen years down the road or something. And again, I'm not trying to highlight a specific item, but I'll use the mulch pile incident to where then you look back and you say, holy crap, I can't believe this happened. And so I'm just trying to get in front of that.
And what he's basically wanting to do is to say that anybody who's on ag land, that you can't have an ordinance or a violation against them for smells that leave their property. Because it sounds and smells is kind of in the ordinance. And then it has an exemption written in there for chickens and livestock isn't. I thought he was making a good point, especially as we keep suburbanizing farmland that, you might be zoned residential, but if you're in next to ag land and you don't like the smells, That's not their problem. I don't think that's a reasonable thing to put on ag land owners. If their animals smell, that's your problem if you moved in next to them, in my opinion.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. On strike, Hollywood writers, 11,500 people walking the picket lines, contract talks end with no deal. It's the first industry walkout in 15 years. Canadian folk singer Gordon Lightfoot dies at 84. His publicist saying from natural causes.
Lightfoot was best known for writing many classic tunes throughout the 1960s and 70s, such as the 1970 single, If You Could Read My Mind. Lightfoot earned 5 Grammy nominations, 16 Juno Awards, and was inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame in 1986.
Fox's Brian Holkren reporting. It's going to cost you more for a Tesla Model Y or Model 3. Reuters says the starting price for both electric cars has been hiked by $250. That's after a round of discounting. Though prices for cars are still much lower than they were in January. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, 63 degrees. It is nice and sunny, beautiful Tuesday morning here in Pensacola. The city of Milton hoping that they're the high bidder for an old hospital building on Stewart Street near Milton High School. Economic Development Director Ed Spears says Lighthouse Christian Academy has been looking at the facility to potentially be the new home of Lighthouse Christian College and their athletic facilities.
We had them tour the facility, and they were very excited about the opportunity, and we immediately began discussions on how to partner to make it the home of the new Lighthouse Christian College.
And the building has been vacant since about 2021. Currently, it's owned by the state. It was listed for sale in March, and sealed bids of at least $550,000 are due by May 10th. They've agreed to an initial term sheet with Lighthouse that could turn into a lease if the bid is successful. Governor DeSantis signed 3 bills into law aimed at cracking down on criminals. One of the new laws would allow the death penalty for adults that rape a child under 12.
If they do that once, chances are they will do it again unless they're stopped, unless they're incapacitated.
And that new law could already be in trouble, though. Federal law only allows the death penalty for homicides, treasons, and certain kidnappings. Another new law creates mandatory minimum sentences up to life in prison for fentanyl dealers that target kids. The Florida House and Senate have passed a bill on to Governor DeSantis that would update term limits for county school board members.
Last year, the legislature approved a bill that capped terms at 12 years, and now the limit will be reduced to 8, provided DeSantis signs the bill into law. Bill sponsor Blaise Ingolia says that 8 years was always the target, they just couldn't get it last year. And that isn't the only change that could impact school board members down the line. There could be partisan school board elections starting in 2026 if voters pass the measure on the ballot next year.
And that's News Radio's Joe Ford. A man has died after a tragic logging accident in Santa Rosa County. This happened yesterday. Santa Rosa Fire Dispatch said they were called to Sugarberry Circle, where a man had been crushed by logs that fell off a truck. The Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office investigating that. The Escambia County School District has agreed to allow Charter Schools USA to take over Warrington Middle School. Now the district has to wait and see if the company will finalize the contract. Board members voted 3-2 to approve the agreement. Board Chair Paul Fetzko and David Williams voted against it.
So I'm very concerned. I'm very indebted to Warrington Middle School. I'm concerned about this agreement. I don't want to mortgage the Escambia County School District's future by making a decision today that we're indebted for 30 years or 7 years from now.
And the board also voted 4-1 to approve a lease agreement for the building. The lease stipulates that the school would need to improve Warrington to a C grade within 3 years to stay open. And it's almost that time of year, the time for high school seniors to take the next step in their lives. That's right, graduation. Baldwin County Schools have announced the times and dates for their graduation ceremonies this year. Baldwin County High School and Spanish Fort students graduate Monday, May 15th. Tuesday, Robertsdale and Daphne High holding their ceremonies. Wednesday, Foley and Baldwin County Virtual High. And Thursday, Alberta and Fairhope High School students will graduate. Those ceremonies also all going to be live streamed. It is 7:35 at News Radio 92.3, and Candy has a look at our traffic on the fives.
All right, new accident and showing a roadblock. This is Beulah Road and Kingsfield in Cantonment. So caution there. I'm showing a roadblock. Again, that's Beulah Road and Kingsfield in Cantonment. Also, slow 98 eastbound in Winhaven, of course, because it usually is this time of day. And East Bay Boulevard in Navarre, that's Highway 399 closed just south of Copple Drive as part of the ongoing drainage improvement project. If you have traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620. Sheriff Chip Simmons joins the show next. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Another beautiful day in store today. We'll have plenty of sunshine. Temperatures warming up near average, 82 degrees. Lows overnight dropping near 58. Another beautiful day as you go into Wednesday. Sunny skies, high near 83. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 57. Partly cloudy skies on Thursday, but no chance of rain with a high near 81. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 64. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And it couldn't be much better out there than it is right now. 63 degrees, sunshine in Pensacola, 62 in Gulf Breeze, and 60 in Milton. Our next news at 8. Breaking news anytime. News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Koshenko with Your Money Now. Many nurses who left hospital staff jobs during the pandemic out of exhaustion or for lucrative temporary jobs are coming back. Their return in recent months, spurred by falling pay from the temp agencies and new hospital perks, is helping ease shortages that have crowded emergency rooms and forced hospitals to turn away patient referrals. At HCA Healthcare, the nation's largest publicly traded hospital chain, nurse hiring increased 19% in the first 3 months of this year compared with the average across the prior four quarters, and turnover dipped to near pre-pandemic levels. The International Monetary Fund has raised its forecast for Asia Pacific, saying the region's growth will be primarily driven by China's recovery and resilient growth in India. This comes as the rest of the world braces for slower growth from tightened monetary policy and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The organization predicts Asia growth's gross domestic product to expand 4.6% this year. That's Your Money Now.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Home Builders Association of West Florida invites you to the Parade of Homes, May 6th through 14th. Enjoy free tours of dozens of homes across Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. And see the latest trends in home design, finishes, and appliances. Visit the American Dream Home at the gated community of Iron Rock in Cantonment, built by Signature Homes, LLC. For home locations and details, visit paradeofhomespensacola.com.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Listen to local talk in your morning and afternoon drive. Local experts during the day with the Pensacola Expert Panel. And national talk with Brian Kilmeade and Dave Ramsey. Listen to local news and Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. Along with WEAR News during your afternoon drive and at 10 p.m. We have your traffic on the fives during your commute. And when breaking news hits, we have you covered. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620.
Kathleen Taylor, she chose to have a pet. She took on that responsibility, and she failed in that responsibility, and now a man is dead. What a tragedy. And it could have been avoided. Has she locked the kennels? Has she boarded up the holes? Has she had them on a leash? Has she listened to animal control? Has she cared about the kids in the neighborhood or the visitors in her yard? You had that responsibility, and you failed, and now a man is dead.
That was, of course, Sheriff Chip Simmons yesterday, Escambia County Sheriff, talking during the press conference we've been talking about all morning, this horrible case of the dog mauling where a man wound up being dead, and now the owner of the dogs has been charged with negligent manslaughter. And he is in the studio here with us today. Sheriff Simmons, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Hey, good to have you. Let's talk about this a little. I know my wife's first reaction when I told her the news about we'd made an arrest is she said, why did it take so long? And I know that's a question people have asked you. So why did this take so long?
Well, it took a couple months, which, you know, some of these investigations take longer than that. But there were a lot of things that had to take place. We had to go and we had to find the dogs. We worked with animal control to find the dogs and isolate which dogs we think were the attacking dogs. There were some blood samples. There was an autopsy that was performed. And these things take several weeks. All these things combined take several weeks. We had a number of conversations. We talked to a number of witnesses. The report, a very well done report, probably 35, 36 pages, and it details who our investigators talked to. Again, there were witnesses that were there at the time, and then we wanted to talk to other neighbors in the area to get a sense for, is this a one-time thing? Was this something that you know, could have been, certainly should have been avoided? And so these things take some time. And then we did have a conversation with Ms. Taylor as well.
And that was one thing I appreciated that you pointed out yesterday, is that most of the time on animal control calls, you find the owner and the owner is just ashamed, embarrassed, tried, something went wrong, you know, whatever. Most animal owners are fairly diligent. But as you well know, there are some who are not. And particularly my experience is people live in the country, have more of the attitude like, you know, well, this is the country, these are the dogs, this is kind of how it works, which I always think, well, that's fine until a kid gets bit, you know, or somebody gets hurt, right? That's where it's no longer acceptable. But for one thing I had questions on, were they pit bulls? Do we know the kind of dogs that were involved? Were they all the same? Do we know?
No, they were all pit bulls.
They were
mixed breed pit bulls, yes.
Okay, and John Robinson had said that she had had dogs and then they removed them and had other dogs and then removed them. Like, this is a pattern of behavior, right? This is what you guys established?
Yeah, well, you know, animal control was called out to the house, to the location, several times. And as John mentioned, or would mention, at times they've taken dogs from that property and then she would get new dogs or different dogs or whatever. And she would continue to have dogs, and the dogs would continue to be a nuisance. And by nuisance, I mean an aggressive nuisance. We talked to neighbors, and they talk about the dogs would attack an individual in one point on a bicycle and actually bit him, where there was conversations that an individual warned her, I told you those dogs were, you know, we have text messages, we did search warrants on various conversations. I told you those dogs were going to get you in trouble. You have got to get rid of those dogs. And then another person was trying to help them, help her out with an alibi. Tell them this or tell them that to try to avoid responsibility. And that's what it really boils down to is you've got to be a responsible pet owner.
Is there any process for preventing somebody who's had these kind of violations from having dogs? Is there a legal remedy to make this stop ahead of time?
I would think probably the judiciary may be able to do something like that. I'm not aware of any rule or statute that would say you can no longer have a dog. But again, I'm not the animal expert. That's why you know, John Robinson was kind enough to come up there with me yesterday to answer those types of questions, because they did a lot of work. They did a good job of working with this thing. And then this is kind of one of those things that crosses agencies, basically. It was we were working the death investigation, but we're not dog experts or animal experts, so we incorporated animal control with us. And obviously we wanted to talk to the state attorney's office because they have to prosecute this case. They have to feel comfortable enough. And when I looked at the report, I mean, I was very confident that our investigator did a fantastic job. Investigator Vincent did a fantastic job with the investigation. Is, you know, every time I read about the case, I just shake my head because it was not necessary. It was because there were so many opportunities for this dog owner to stop this in so many ways, really. I talked a little bit yesterday, and I think you played a little bit of it. There were holes in the floor that the dog could get out of the trailer. The kennel was dilapidated, and they just allowed these dogs to roam free. You do a lot of bike riding. Yep. My family and all, we like to walk around the neighborhood and stuff. And I'm always leery about someone else and someone else's dog. You know, you can't put a leash on a dog. Of course, you can put a leash on a dog. And I think that whenever you, you know, you have certain dogs, a certain number of dogs, I think that they're larger dogs. I think that you have a greater responsibility. You know, if I used to have a Chihuahua, believe it or not, my wife actually had a Chihuahua.
And, I can't believe that, yeah, actually. And if not so much for you, but for Susan.
Because how mean they are, yeah. But, I mean, we weren't as concerned about our dog getting out and killing someone. We were concerned about our dog, you know, nipping at somebody and getting out and just getting hurt themselves. But I've also had a Doberman in the past, and I knew that this dog, I really have to make extra precautions. The dog's big enough to jump over the fence, certainly willing to dig under the fence. So I had to put, you know, to solidify that and make sure the dog understood that's not where you go.
I know the assistant state attorney is going to make the charges they can make in the case. You always will make the case you can make. I've said this morning a couple of times. To me, this particular case is worse than what I think a negligent manslaughter charge handles. I especially think, like, had it been a kid, I mean, you know, this is so much worse. And it was somebody's kid, you know, it was an older kid, but I mean, you know, somebody's person. Are you satisfied that the level of punishment, even at the maximum, is going to be adequate to this particular case?
I would tell you that throughout this time, we had a lot of conversations about what is the proper charge. Mm-hmm. The charges would range from misdemeanor to a secondary felony, and then there's this negligent manslaughter, which is what we ended up going with. And this is very rare. We only found one other case where someone was charged with manslaughter, and it's pretty much the highest charge, at least, that we feel like we could provide in this situation. So I'm satisfied. I think that you know, that there are some things that anger me, quite frankly, that she should have done, and that her whole circle of friends that trying to help her, this and that. There are some things that I just shake my head at and think that a reasonable person would have done more than that. But I do believe that ultimately, when this goes to trial in the state attorney's office and they do a judge trial, jury trial, whatever they do, I think that the charge fits it appropriately. Whether the sentence is going to be appropriate is up to the judge,
right?
And to some extent the jury. But I'm satisfied that our investigators and within the, you know, the boundary of the law, that you know, we've done everything that we can do. Yes.
We're talking to Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff. Sheriff, hang on for just a second. Let's get Candy here with traffic on the fives.
All right. And I'm not seeing a lot right now. Certainly use caution wherever you are. 98 eastbound, slow through Windhaven. East Bay Boulevard and Navarre closed just south of Copple Drive as part of an ongoing drainage improvement project. And then another accident. This is Beulah and Kingsfield Road in Cantonment, and I am showing a roadblock there. Caution there wherever you are. And certainly if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Sheriff Simmons. Just one last thought on this subject with the dog attack homicide. Is manslaughter. What I would assume that your advice to dog owners, pet owners in general, is secure your dogs, be reasonable, protect your neighbors, do what's right, do your job.
Well, I always tell people if you follow two words of wisdom, common sense and decency. And so if you use those things, common sense would tell you that if you're going to own a dog, if you're specifically going to own a large dog, a home protection type dog, that's going to do more than just bark, then you have to understand that dog could get out and that dog could injure someone. We do a lot of people have pools in their backyard, and there's mandates that you have fences around them, and you have to a higher level of responsibility if you have a pool,
right?
Especially if you have small children in your home or neighbor's home. And I think the same thing happens with when you have pets. And we honestly go to dog calls all the time. We are not animal control, but we always go to dog calls, and it's typically dogs barking, but there's a lot of roaming dogs around here, and you'd be surprised. You maybe not being a
not me
ride your bike a lot,
but I know it's surprising. It was surprising to discover. Yes.
Yeah. I don't think people that don't get out as much understand how many dogs are just roaming free and how much work animal control does. I will tell you what, I'm not getting onto the county commission or anything. I just think that you could probably at least double the size of animal control, and they would still have calls backed up. And the job that they do with the manpower that they have is just, to me, is just incredible.
And I'll say this as well, that I believe the last time I checked, there is a law in Escambia County that you cannot use an outside, like a ground tether, for a dog, which I assume was put in by people wanting to prevent animals from getting hurt or left alone for too long of a time. Mm-hmm. But every time you make it harder to secure an animal outside in the interest of, like, you know, pet care, you are also giving people the opportunity to just let a dog roam free, because the easy solution to that they don't have available to them. So that may be something that our Escambia County Commission might want to reconsider in the future in terms of what sort of regulations there are on how you would have a dog outside safely. Well, we did have one other case I definitely wanted to mention. It was a horrible story. I think I'm saying the name right. Kavian Nettles, charged with I mean, a sexual battery and choking out a woman in Escambia County. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the report that we've got, that they were sitting together. He made a comment, some advancing type comments about her. She says no, to a point where, according to her, he choked her out. This tough guy decides to choke her, and to a point where she went unconscious at some point. She woke up, went to her neighbor's house for help, and we were able to, we found him at his house a short time later and arrested him for sexual battery. Just terribly, terribly tragic.
And this was not they're not in a relationship. This is sort of,
as I understand, it was an acquaintance, certainly an acquaintance at the time, yes.
Awful stuff. Well, we're totally out of time, and we haven't had much of a chance to talk about Operation Brownsville, which is still ongoing, right?
It's ongoing, yeah.
Maybe take a second and tell people kind of where that's at.
Well, again, we're going about 60 days, and we have a community calendar, if you will. It's up on the Escambia County Sheriff's Office webpage that shows that what other entities, our partners that can come in and put the information and the things that they're doing, so that we can all look at, if this is something maybe the Sheriff's Office can be involved in, or something the community can be involved in, something the religious community can get involved in. And remember, we have, I think June 16th, we have a movie night. Sheriff's movie night is going to culminate some of this stuff. There are some things that are taking place that we're doing that we're not putting out there. We're working with the Pensacola Police Department on some warrant sweeps and some drug sweeps and some different things, but we're not letting the bad guys know exactly where we're going to be and when we're going to be, but rest assured we're out there.
Little bit of element of surprise for the right purpose goes a long way.
It's no fun policing. Doing a search warrant if they know you're coming. That's just the way law enforcement goes.
Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff, as always, Sheriff, thanks so much for the time. Thanks for what you do for our community. I appreciate it.
You bet. Y'all take care.
751 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online. Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be discussing the Atlas Beverage Class, Jackson's Cooking Class, Mother's Day, Father's Day, the Fish House Beer Fest, and other fun things and promotions you won't want to miss. That's all tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops. And they come together here to drive growth and innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Informative news and talk. Local news and talk. And dependable news and talk. Now on the FM dial at 95.3.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Have you ever watched those ads? They're so dark. They're so, like, fear-inducing, you know? Like, give me a life alert.
Plus, Better Business Bureau has reports of people getting in through those, trying to scam people.
Ew.
Now. I know.
Ugh, God.
Just when you think they can't get any more scummier.
I know. Scammers. You can have faith in people or you can know people. I don't think you can do both. but then again, some people are awesome. You know, so many people are fantastic.
Absolutely.
Bad
like
ones ruin it for everybody.
And David Wayne.
There you go. 7:54 on News Radio 92.3. Speaking of which, David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The launch and explosion of Elon Musk's private spaceflight company over South Texas has now triggered a lawsuit. A coalition of environmental groups are suing the FAA.
They didn't do a sufficient job in analyzing the environmental impacts of the launches.
And that's Jared Margolis with the Center for Biological Diversity. He says the FAA didn't follow their own rules when they allowed SpaceX to launch the largest rocket ever built. Hunks of concrete apparently were thrown into sensitive habitat, and there was a wildfire on some state park lands.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I remember when they were first starting to build that facility, and this was the conversation, is how much environmental survey needs to be done, and are they actually going to do it or not? And some, yeah, so this is kind of the last act when they've gone through with the launch and people are still saying, no, you didn't do your job in protecting the environment around that area. Interesting. Go ahead, David.
The Biden administration set to end most federal COVID-19 vaccine requirements next week. Federal workers, international travelers, and healthcare workers at many hospitals won't be subject to mandates starting on May 11th.
Yeah, the rule, as I understand it, is it's going to be a gradual pullback. So everybody whose last name starts with W through Z, they're no longer going to have to get them on Wednesday, and then people, no, like the same kind of implementation. Like, no, it's just over. It's just over. 7:55 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
399, that is East Bay Boulevard in Navarre, is closed as they continue to work on a drainage improvement project. That's something to keep in mind. Very slow on Beulah and Nine Mile. There's an accident on Kingsfield in Beulah, which I don't know if that's tying anything up. It's showing a roadblock, but it hits Beulah right by the landfill. But very, very slow 9 Mile at where the lights are. The light is, so caution there in that area. And Mariners Drive, Lighthouse Court, and Gulf Breeze looks like it's been cleared up. Certainly, if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
And we just got a text in. I'm not sure if you've been reporting this morning, but an accident at Jackson and New Warrington.
Oh, come on. No, I haven't. Thank you.
Yeah, just came
Thank
in.
Thank you, Gator. So. Oh, no. Yeah. That's going to tie things up. I know. It's already
Happy
busy.
Days.
Yeah.
Welcome
right,
to
so
Tuesday.
If you're in New Warrington, certainly use caution there. Man, that is tying things up. It looks like caution there. Wherever you are, thank you for texting it in, and do too. Text them in. 437-1620 if you have traffic. Tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, thank you so much. So other things that are going on, you may have seen that Sammy's closed over the weekend.
I know. So how am I supposed to make extra money? Just kidding.
Yeah, me too. Huh? Wait. Oh, I'm so confused. So apparently they're going to reopen as, I don't know if it's Pony or The Pony.
I'm just a bachelor looking for a partner, someone who understands me.
Oh, I like your lyrics. They're better than the others.
No, that's the lyrics. I'm just a bachelor.
Is it really?
Yeah, I watched Magic Mike for the same reason every other woman watched it, but it's a really good anti-drug story.
For the complicated plot and characters?
It really does, though. It has a couple of levels. I hear you. The acting isn't... I know, dude. Not the worst movie. My husband won't watch it with me.
Weirdest Matthew McConaughey role, though. I will say that.
I forgot about that.
4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Well, no, you're right. That isn't the weirdest one ever. Mm-hmm. You're exactly right about that. Oh, my God. Where were we? I have no idea. Oh, so anyway, 45. This is what cracked me up. I saw this on social media, I don't know, Thursday or Friday. You know, come to our going out of business property sale. We're going to be selling off all of the chairs and poles. I mean, what is it you're going to buy as a souvenir?
At Sammy's? That's bizarre.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No thanks.
But I bet some people would go there like a regular thing, so they probably did want that sign to remember the good times.
You're right. I mean,
I'm the optimist.
The things that people will collect, right? And then yes. I guess they're going to reopen. They're hiring again. So I don't know. New management or something. Anyway, I had somebody text me in earlier, said she was a dancer there and had left a couple of months ago because she said that, you know, they stopped advertising and they stopped promoting it. And it was clear that things were going, you know, declining. And so, okay. You know, okay. I just don't have, it's just not my business. It's not my place. I've never been there. You know, I don't go to strip clubs. I wouldn't. So it's just kind of the, you know, oh, and also this note about Pensacola. You get, what? David's laughing at me.
You said I never went there, and I gave him, yeah, okay, sign to David, but I'm just kidding. I can't see you if ever.
Yeah,
I've been there once.
I mean, a long, long, long time ago in a life long before Jesus and my wife, you know, occasionally, but not as a routine thing. But
10 years ago.
Ever since. Yeah, so three weeks ago.
For me, yeah, no, they do a Christmas party every year, or did.
Not, I'm out.
No, okay.
I'm out. I'll make jokes. Like, my son's like, what are these $4 for? I'm like, well, let me tell you, son. No, but I mean, it's a joke, right? That's a joke. Besides, right. You need more than four singles.
Your home for Brian Kilmeade. Weekdays 11 to 1 is News Radio 92.3. WNRP Golf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
The city of Milton looking to purchase a an old hospital building also. A man hurt after a crash with a bus yesterday. Those stories and more after this update from Fox News.